message. Every church and every individual Christian is in need of the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God in their lives. All of us are. The early Protestant reformers who lived back in the 1500s adopted this motto, reformed, yet always reforming. Today we would say, changed, yet always changing. Just as several years before the death of J. Vernon McGee, he was speaking at a commencement service at Dallas Theological Seminary. And he commented that if he could start his ministry all over again and be a young man, he would do one thing different. He said he would preach more about the Holy Spirit, because that is the great need of the church today. I have a book written in recently in 2009 by Francis Chan. And in that book, it's called Forgotten God. And he said this, quote, "The benchmark of success in church services has become more about attendance than the movement of the Holy Spirit. Without Him," he writes, "people operate in their own strength." And God help us when we do that, right? When we serve Him or live or try to just do life, generally speaking, in our own strength. Because I have found most often I'm going to fail when I do that. And so we are in desperate need of the ministry of the Spirit of God in our hearts and lives. I'm going to read just some passages. Jesus said this in John 14, 15 to 20. John 14, 15 to 20, and I have it there on the screen for you. It says this, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he," the Spirit of truth or the Holy Spirit, "lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans," he said. "I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." Another passage, John 16, 4 to 8, says this. Jesus says, "I have told you this, so that when their time comes, you will remember that I have warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you," the advocate, the Holy Spirit. "And when he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." One more passage. We looked at this just not too long ago. It's Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Jesus says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And that's only three passages that we find Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit of God, who is also called the Helper. He's called the Advocate. He's called the Spirit of Truth.